Welcome to Find Your Clear Vision, a personal branding and mindset podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Guillo. I help high-performing leaders like you reignite the connection to your highest self and design your life and brand from the inside out. I'm a blend of bright colors and deep conversations, tarot cards and strategy decks, bluegrass and Tribe Called Quest. If you're looking to bring your fullest expression to your life, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hi, friend. I want to acknowledge you for being here and for exploring and trying something new with me on the Find Your Clear Vision podcast. You're probably wondering, really? Another personal branding podcast? Or is this a life coaching podcast? Oh my goodness. And yes, it's both. It's both and. Because this is going to be the place to get deeply connected to who you are through inner mindset work and also what you do, how to express that inner truth out into the world. We're building your inner platform. We're going to build your outer platform because my intention is to help you reignite your connection to your highest self and clear away any cobwebs that may be keeping you stuck. Because I truly believe that the best, most magnetic and intuitive people, those types of leaders and those personal brands, are created from the inside out. But listen, if this might be true for you. Ironically, many of my clients tell me that they are afraid to look at what's happening kind of underneath the veil of their day-to-day life. They're afraid to really dig into their mindset because, like, well, what if I don't have a purpose? What if I don't have a calling, right? And these are very ambitious people. But they aren't craving necessarily more wealth or more status. What they're really craving is a deeper connection to themselves, to see themselves more clearly. And that, my friend, is available to everyone. And that is what I want to share with you through this podcast and these conversations. This is my intention for this podcast. And to do so, we're going to start with a clear vision for you, for me, and for what we want to create. And so this really means starting with who you are and what you want to create, finding and exploring that connection to your soul, to your highest self, your calling, whatever it is you want to call it, I'm down for it. But it's really finding what you're meant to do on this earth right now and sharing it in an authentic way. Like, for all you marketing folks out there, this is your unique selling position. This is your, like, mission statement. This is your clear vision. And so this idea is actually what led me to name this podcast, Find Your Clear Vision. So let's unpack what that means. Have you ever found yourself thinking, what the heck am I doing here? How did I end up in this job, in this role, at this company, building this business, right? It's just like promotion after promotion. You just keep going down this track. Until one day you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, your life, your career, your business, and most importantly, your mindset has gotten muddy over time. It's gotten fuzzy or unfocused. And you're thinking, oh my God, I am working so hard, but you know what? This kind of sucks. Yeah, I've been there. I've done that. And this kind of opens itself up to me sharing a personal story with you. And in a no, this podcast is not going to be all about me sharing personal stories, but I think this one's really important because it's going to give you a vision of who I used to be. So I fondly call myself a recovering perfectionist. And here's what that means. For the longest time, I tried to show up and do everything perfectly. And it was exhausting. It wasn't very rewarding, and it didn't stop. It was a totally unwinnable game. So I grew up in a tiny little town in Missouri. And when I was 18, I thought, oh my gosh, where is the farthest place I can get away from this town? And I ended up going to San Francisco for art school. And I became a graphic designer. I was working with companies like Sephora and The Gap. Pottery Barn Kids was the first website I worked on right out of school. And I loved it. But what I noticed was I was getting paid to create perfect designs, the perfect pixel placement, the perfect color. So that perfection just started to bleed everywhere into my life. I ended up moving to Chicago many years later. And here I worked with companies like Paper Source and Crate and Barrel and architectural studios in their design departments and marketing departments. And eventually in 2008, during, I don't even know what we call that sort of economic crash, I know it super affected the marketing industry and the design industry. So sure enough, I was laid off and I thought, this is the perfect time to start my own business. And I dove right in, started my own graphic design studio called Step Brightly, and I wanted it to look perfect and be perfect. I wanted to show up perfectly for my clients. Ended up getting married, had two stepsons right away, so I wanted to be the perfect stepmom. Okay, so you see where this train is going, right? So fast forward to 2013, and I was going to have my scheduled C-section with my second child, Catalina. And having a scheduled C-section is perfect for a control freak like myself, because you know exactly what time that baby's coming out, right? The day before, I noticed I started to get this little itch by the corner of my left eye. And what did I do? I just ignored it. You know, my body was already completely out of my control. And there was too much to do. I had to, you know, wrap everything up before I had the second baby. And oh my gosh, I ignored my body. We went in, had the C-section. Catalina was beautiful, gorgeous, perfect baby. But I ended up being quarantined in the hospital. And the doctors and nurses would enter and exit the room only in those like full hazmat white uniforms as to not contaminate themselves with whatever was happening on my face. The left side of my face had blown up to like the size of a football. It was bright red. So forget any of those like beautiful, just had a baby pictures that you see on Instagram. It was not that moment. We had no idea what it was. The doctors didn't let me hold my little baby girl in fear that whatever it was that was happening on my face and inside of my eye, which was also bright red, would infect her. So this actually just broke me, because here I was, someone who took responsibility for all the things, who tried to control every little moment of my life and my business and how I was showing up online and all the things. And the one thing that I actually made and created in my body, I couldn't even hold. I couldn't take care of her. And it was really heartbreaking. Well, a few days later, the swelling went down and, it ended up taking a team of doctors, two life coaches and a Buddhist monk. It's a story for another time, but to help me create who I really was from the inside out. That swelling was shingles. It was shingles, a stress-related autoimmune disease that pops up when your body's trying to give you a clue that, hey, you're operating on top of a boatload of stress. And here is the sad thing about it. At the time, I didn't realize I was operating on top of a huge amount of stress, trying to be perfect, trying to show up this way. In my relationships, with my family, with my business, with the nonprofit I started, right? Like, I was at the bottom of my own list. And operating at this high, high level of stress was just like, quote unquote, normal for me. So once the swelling went down, I ended up at the eye doctor. I had lost my 20/20 vision. And was that the turning point for me? You know what? To be honest, no, it wasn't. I continued to operate that way for another 3 years, right? I had simply just like added in another toddler into my daily life. And I just kept doing it. So finally, let's fast forward 2016. And As I had mentioned, I had co-founded this creative entrepreneurs group here in Chicago with a photographer and a writer. And it was a place that we could go into community and share and get honest feedback. And I remember opening up the Facebook group and typing in, where can I get more energy legally? Ha 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 ha, right? But really, it was me like crawling and asking for help out of the depths of my soul. But I was doing it under the guise of trying to be funny. And this is where two life coaches reached out to me. And one is a nutritional and a holistic life coach. And she asked me the most basic question. And she said, Lisa, like, how much water are you drinking? And I had no idea, right? The most fundamental moment of any human being's life. How much water are you drinking? And I didn't know. It wasn't on my list. And then the other coach asked me to attend a workshop with a program that she attends and that she was a coach through. And she said, hey, Lisa, you know, a lot of the same branding tools that you use for your clients, we use kind of similar tools to help find a person's essence, to help find a person's personal essence. How ironic is that, that I was helping businesses build their brand essence, and that coaching program that I attended that one fateful Saturday morning was the one that I actually ended up going to. For an entire year, I graduated from that coach training program, and now I help people find their personal essence. Now, do I still fall into the realm of trying to show up perfectly and control everything and take responsibility for everything? Yes, yes, I do. But now I have the awareness to listen to my body. I don't have to break out in shingles and scar my cornea in order to truly see myself clearly. So long story, I know. I wanted to share that with you because that's part of my personal transformational story that led to my clear vision. A beautiful sort of metaphysical moment, a spiritual moment for me was many, many moons ago. I was really inspired by Louise Hay. She is a motivational author and founder of the Hay House Publishing Company, which publishes authors like Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer and Abraham Hicks. So she wrote a book called You Can Heal Your Life. And in it, it lists different bodily ailments and their physical, like metaphysical causes. So I looked up issues with your eyesight. And it said, issues with your eyes represent the capacity to see your past, present, and future clearly. And it represents the fear of really seeing yourself. And when I read that, I was floored, like literally floored, like mic drop moment, because I was like, oh my God, that's me. That's me. That's me. And that's so many of my clients too. It's like lifting the veil and looking at what's underneath that exterior shield, really, that we put out. What's underneath it? That is the juicy stuff. That's the fun stuff. That's the breakthroughs, the mindset, the inner work, the inner platform. It's connection of your spirit, your soul, your mind, and your body. It is what is going to light you up and put you on your path for that clear vision. As a creative mindset coach and a personal branding coach, I work with a lot of different people at different stages of their life. So my community is really for anyone who wants to like set on fire the connection to their highest self and share that with the world. My branding and marketing background tends to attract people who desire more creativity and play in their days, people who are ready to go like super deep and have really insightful conversations and mindset shifts, people who are open to conversations about their soul and spirituality and social media strategy and public speaking and confidence, people who are really ready to move from a life by default or a life of simply not noticing the programming that you're operating on top of, and instead ready to move into a life by design. So in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing real life examples with real life clients and guests who are going to share their clear vision journey. And here's the thing. Ain't nobody got it figured out. I certainly don't. But it is a journey and it's a direction and it's a place to go. These people are professionals who are reigniting that connection between who they are and what they do. I'm going to share with you people who are in a career transition, for example, or people who are ready to move to an executive level position, or executives who want to become entrepreneurs or authors or artists, or weaving in more of who they are, their fullest expression, into their day-to-day. Or simply people who want to have a connection to who they're being in their heart and soul, a real clear vision for their mindset. So I've been in the corporate world. I've been in the design world and the marketing world. I started two businesses. I started that community of women entrepreneurs with two just super dedicated, creative, amazing women. At the age of 39, I totally reinvented my business. I graduated as a professional ontological coach from one of the top coaching programs in the world. I've helped build hundreds of professional and personal brands. And now I'm just really excited to share my life experience and expertise with you. Like, this type of work just lights me up. I'm so excited to dive into topics like inner mindset work, where we're going to really clear up all those cobwebs that are holding you back through explorations around inner trust. How can you truly trust yourself? How to expand your energy so you can be with more as you are personally expanding. And one of the most important aspects of building your clear vision is to have a deep relationship with your intuition. What does it even mean to be in a relationship with your intuition, right? What is even an intuition? And how do I talk to it? Yep, we're going there. So we're going to look at real tools. We're going to have techniques and mindset shifts that you can start using in your life right away. And maybe this will be in like metaphysical practices or law of attraction or forgiveness work, inner child work, looking at your shadow side and your personal essence. But that's not all, right? We go deep. We do that inner mindset work. And then how do we actually express that out into the world? This is moving that inner platform, that inner mindset to an outer platform through personal branding and thought leadership and really reinventing who you are. And this is really important because this shows up in the outer world as being a visionary. When you have a clear vision, then you become a visionary. When you have inner trust, then, my friend, you inspire outer trust, influence, right? This is how you show up in the real world. When you expand your energy, then you clearly communicate. And how does that communication show up? Through publications, through social media, through who you're being in job interviews, right? It shows up everywhere. And that deep connection and relationship that you are going to have with your intuition, that shines out to the world as courageous creativity. This is when you are open and willing to take risks and do it because you're coming from a place of trusting yourself. So that outer expression shows up as personal branding, but from a totally different place. So we're going to have tools and techniques on how to become a thought leader with authority. We're going to look at brand strategy, like from the inside out, social media strategy, what to talk about on social media, or like even how to gracefully leave a job and start your own business. So, my friend, I would love, love, love to have you join me every week as we move through each of these real life journeys and your own real life journey and the inner mindset work needed to create your fullest expression of who you are meant to become. I want to acknowledge you for being willing to try out something new. For being willing to like look underneath that veil of who you have been, what's gotten you here today, because that person is an amazing, amazing person. But just like get excited about who is on the other side of that for you. Who do you need to be to create your soul's calling and connection? That, I mean, literally, I've got goosebumps right now. Okay. So, welcome, 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 and please join me again next week as we dive right in. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Find Your Clear Vision. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe something we talked about sparked an idea, or maybe you are ready to start your journey. If so, you can find me on the contact page of my website, bebrightlisa.com, or on Instagram at bebrightlisa. If you're feeling extra luminous, please rate and review Find Your Clear Vision on Apple Podcasts. I read all of the reviews and so appreciate the 5 bright stars. Remember, you, my friend, are a dazzling light and your clear vision is so needed. Until next time, Be bright, Lisa.
This is a production of Habanero Media.